This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. Weed resistance is a never-ending challenge for U.S. farmers. As more weeds become resistant to herbicides, there are a number of things farmers need to focus on when planning for weed control. UPL's Technical Development Manager for Herbicides, Ryan Henry, says the first important factor to consider is the history of each field.
What is the current resistance profile in that field? Does that field have any weeds in it that are glyphosate resistant or ALS resistant? Also, what the weed management program has resulted in, how has it fared? Because really that'll be a good indication of what weeds will be present in the field in the coming years.
And herbicide layering has its benefits.
Obviously, yield protection, making sure that the early season competition with those weeds is removed. Reducing the seed bank in that field for subsequent years is also a huge benefit of herbicide layering. And because of that, it works to reduce the selection pressure on those chemistries and helping preserve their utility for years to come.
Henry says timing your herbicide applications is another critical component for success in weed control.
Tank mixture of 2,4-D and glyphosate and glufosinate, that's a strong mixture. It controls a broad spectrum of weeds. But even then, we want to get those pre-emergent herbicides on before the weeds have germinated in that field.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.